I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, November 18th, 2013, to order and call on our County Auditor, Rick Finley, for an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we come to you again and just thank you for the opportunity to come and pray and bring our petitions before you. Want to praise you, Lord, for the great God that you are, and thank you especially, Lord, for the opportunity to have salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. We just pray that you would just give us guidance today, and we know that you tell us you give us wisdom if we ask. We ask for that and pray that you just help us to use that in a way to be pleasing to you. And we pray, the Lord, for those that we know need your healing hand. We know that there are those that need your comforting hand. And just lift them up to you and pray that you be with them. Pray that you be with those that might be away from home, maybe even defending our country, Lord. You just be with them also. And I want to thank you again for the blessings you give us, and just pray that you would just continue to bless Taney County. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick. Commission remarks. Just a reminder that today we'll begin the preliminary discussions, actually working through anticipated revenues for 2014. Agreements on what officers have asked for in different departments, really just a general look at what will be in front of us, and then we'll try to begin the daily task of building the 2014 budget. So today really will just be kind of a review and looking at everything that we have that's been presented. Accounts payable.
Checks numbers 337459 through 337660, warrants 5875, and
that's it.
That's just a note. Yep.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks 337459 through 337660, warrant number 5875. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of executive session minutes 11-12, November 12.
With correction?
Yes, with correction.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve executive session minutes with corrections dated November 12th. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we have in front of us a resolution for the appointment of a representative to the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council. These are updates from what we have had in the past. In the past, let me back up. There are really two positions. And we have appointed one. I'm trying to get this straight. Sorry. The old resolution that we're looking at today had appointed Danny Strahan and Jim Strafas represent Taney County on the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Council District in Council with Scott Sterrett as the alternate. The recommendation is to appoint Danny Strahan and Ron Hausman, unless you want to accept that position.
It doesn't matter to me.
And to appoint Scott Sterrett as the alternate to represent Taney County when the principal cannot. Is there a motion for the resolution for the appointment of a representative of the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council as presented?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I think that I believe when we look back to research that Mr. Strafas never was appointed to that district, and I don't believe there's two appointments to be made. I think it's one appointment as a commissioner and one appointment as a substitute.
Right. However, I've checked with District N, and they now tell us that there has to be two commissioners and one alternate. On the council, on the executive board, one commissioner and one alternate. And we've already filled that position that you're thinking of as the so I wasn't clear enough.
So you've checked,
yes,
checked
sir?
With them, and they have to have that second
yes.
person. Okay. Brandon, do you...
It doesn't matter if you... Southwest is ready. And Ron, you're already on a bunch of different ones.
On this solid waste issue from back in 94 through 98, I served as the chair of the Solid Hazardous Waste nationally, and I'm really interested in this unless you'd like to
take
that. I know Dan had spoke for this before.
I wouldn't want to take anything away from you. You're
aren't you something? Well, we're involved legislatively through the commissioners because there is an attempt to do away with the districts with and across the state of Missouri. And I'm working legislatively with a number of commissioners to make sure that that doesn't happen because it is a way to disseminate some funds to the smaller counties within the state to address some of the problems that we have. And I would like to be involved in this position if that's all right.
And I would be willing to yield my position on it to Mr. Williams if he would like to participate in that part of it and you learn a little bit more about that particular because it's very important. There, like I said, Ron had made mention it was a big issue with the counties about the trying to do away with the smaller counties in this solid waste management issue. So if you would want to take that, Brandon, it's fine with me. I'm just leave it up to you. It's
I think you're doing a good job with it, Dan.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
Motion to accept the agreements as written.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the agreements as written, which is a resolution for the appointment of a representative to Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council. That would be appointing Danny Strahan and Ron Houseman to represent Taney County on the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District in Council, and appoint Scott Sterrett as the alternate representing Taney County when the principal cannot. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. CenturyLink agreements. Mr. Riss, would you join us? We had these agreements before us prior. And what I show today, Mr. Riss, are these contracts ending in the number 6745?
Mm-hmm.
Both are the same agreement?
No.
You want to help me with this?
Yeah.
Explain that a little better for me.
These contracts are for the actual T1 phone lines coming into the courthouse that provide us the majority of the local telephone service for the judicial center and the courthouse itself.
Now, these are agreements and contracts that we've already let for bids, already been accepted by the county, but the agreements have not been approved after having been run through with our counsel and the questions that he had,
right,
the explanations and work that you've given him, and that's what we have in front of us today.
Those agreements today are just they're slightly modified to satisfy counsel's recommendations on some terms and conditions, and that was it.
And you recommended in a previous note when these came up before that they be accepted, but our council had to look at them, and there was a small change or two. So I'm going to make a motion that we accept these agreements.
Well, again, for my edification, is this two copies of the same agreement, would the proper motion just be to accept or to approve contract number such and such, or is it two separate?
No, that just contract number such and such. That's it.
Let the record show what we're talking about is contract number 130700776745. Products and services agreement by and between Taney County and CenturyLink Sales Solutions Incorporated. And is that your motion to approve this agreement?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve products and services agreement by and between Taney County and CenturyLink Sales Solutions Incorporated as presented. Discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mark, is there other discussion about?
Not much. Just as we've talked about these CenturyLink contracts in the past, there was actually three of them total. This is just one of the three that we've gotten legal to agree about all the terms and conditions on it. And I contacted our sales rep last week to get the other agreements modified to council's suggestions, and he's just out for another week. So we'll bring the remaining contract back up here in another week once we get the newer version of it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mutual aid and police service agreements with the City of Forsyth and City of Merriam Woods. Sheriff, would you join us? And speak to these intergovernmental agreements, if you would.
These are just a formality. We many times have to rely on the assistance from the municipalities to come out and help our officers, and this is just basically a formality to cover the officers in a mutual aid agreement when they come outside of their city limits and assist us.
So we have two intergovernmental agreements for mutual aid and police services by and between Taney County Sheriff's Office and the City of Merriam Woods is the first, and the second is by and between the Taney County Sheriff's Office and the City of Forsyth. Do you gentlemen have questions about these agreements?
Do we have those types of agreements with the other?
All agencies in Taney County, we present these to them.
We present these.
Yes.
Are they all due at a different date? You know, that's my question, or if we could get these.
They're right at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. I send them all out at the same time, and we're just getting them back. And
getting them back.
Yeah.
If we can see if we can get all those approved in one stack, maybe a official date of entry or something like that. I think it'll save on questions about what it is and what it's all we're doing. So
I believe I've already approved Branson and Hollister's, and this is Forsyth and Merriam-Wood.
I make a motion to accept and approve these mutual aid agreements in the cities of Merriam Wood, Forsyth.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental agreements for mutual aid and police services by and between the cities of Forsyth and Merriam Woods and the Taney County Sheriff's Department. Discussion? Let me note for the record that these have, in fact, been prepared by counsel as to form on behalf of the County Commission. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Did you sign those? Sheriff, thank you. Like an old elephant, Brandon, I don't forget.
Yeah, you do. Sorry, I thought I couldn't resist.
permitted road maintenance agreement with Ozark County.
On that agreement, as I visited with the commissioners of Ozark County, we'd already approved this agreement and had been approved by council and everything, but it was for a 1 year on these agreements. It's just something that skipped by us, as I visited with Randy and with those commissioners. They wanted to extend that to either a 4 year term or for a indefinite time, or that way one county doesn't get caught up in more improvement on a road than the other, or taking care of it, or any questions about that. So that's the reason that they want to do.
Let me note that this is an amended intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Ozark County, Missouri. This calls for a term of the amendment to be for 4 years, commencing October 7, 2013. The agreement shall renew automatically for an additional term of 4 years unless either party gives written notice of non-renewal before the agreement expires. Simply stated, what this does is allow us to maintain roads that we can get to that they cannot get to easily without coming into our county to get to them, and it allows us or them to maintain a section of road that they can get to far easier than we can. So it's really a very big benefit to both counties.
Right. Motion to accept the extension agreement.
Second.
So motion to accept. Approve.
Approve.
The amended intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, Missouri and Ozark County, Missouri is presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are scheduled for our next order of business to, oh my, it's not till 11?
Mm-hmm. She couldn't get here till 11, so.
The financial audit that we have of the county, the young lady that represents that company and that has provided us with the audit will be here at 11 o'clock for a presentation of findings and an audit exit, in which in part we've already met with her for a time regarding some issues in executive session. And this will be her final audit exit to the public. That is scheduled for 11. Without any disagreement, we'll stand in recess until 11 a.m. this morning. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. There was I was thinking that we were going to work on the budget, but it's not on here, so we'll
not till one.
We should have clarified that so that we could have gone into it.
Right.
We'll stand in recess till 11.